we praise you in Jesus' name. Amen. You may be seated and go to your appointed area. Praise the Lord. Y'all have fun. Praise God. Well, it's cold. And that's not my confession. It just is. Praise the Lord. Let's go to Matthew 6:24. Got something good for you. I think you're going to like this. And this is called catch up. Not catch up. Catch up. Okay? Okay. So, praise the Lord. Father, thank you for this word. Thank you for the anointing on this word. Thank you for removing burdens, destroying yokes, and leading us in Jesus' name. Amen. Matthew 6:24, no man can serve two masters. Got it? For either he will hate the one and love the other, or else he will hold to the one and despise the other. Ye cannot serve God and mammon. So now this verse is about two systems. We know this. In fact, just about everything I'm going to say to you, you have a portion of it, or you have some knowledge of it, maybe even comprehension of it. Most of you do. But I just want to take this path. Now, so two systems. There's the world system, and there is, which we sometimes call the Babylonian system, right? That's what we call it. And so it's a system where you do everything the natural way or man's system that he set up, okay? But then there's the kingdom of God, and that's God's realm, God's reign, and God's rule, and God's way. It's his rule. It's his realm, his reign, and his rule, the way he does things. And so the verses are telling us that we can't serve both. Because you're going to hold to one or be more devoted to one than the other, and you're going to end up not liking the other, right? And so many times Christians straddle that fence. And mostly because of ignorance. They don't know. They haven't learned everything. Or maybe because of fear. But, you know, after you have heard the truth, ignorance goes away. But then there's that fear factor that you got to get rid of. Y'all with me?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. So, listen. I know that you know that it's late. We're at the end of the age. Okay? We're at the end of the age. Now, we're not at the end of the world. The world's not going to end now. We're at the end of the church age. We're going to go to the marriage supper of the Lamb for 7 years, and the Jews are going to take over here. It's going to be all on Israel. We're not going to be here. It's going to be up to them, their witness, how they're going to turn to God, such. The people that weren't saved will get saved when we're gone. It'll be up to them. But the age is coming to an end, and so while we're here, we want to bring in all the harvest we can, all of the harvest, everything. And one of the things we want to do in order to do that would be to live in the abundant life. We need to live in an abundant life. And so, listen, please don't spend the rest of your days just getting by. Please don't do that. Please come on up. I'm talking to people out there. Please don't do that. Please come on up and have everything God has for you. We need to come up. And so, you know, we need to live every day in the Zoe. We need to live every day experiencing supernatural. There's whole groups of churches that don't even believe the supernatural exists. But it does. And the gifts are still flowing. And Holy Spirit is still moving. Miracles are still happening. We don't want to be the people that lag behind. We want to catch up. And so I believe the Lord would have us talk about that. We're talking about catching up, okay? Catch up so you can enjoy the abundant life. So there's just some things that we need to know and some things that we need to do. We have to do some things. Because you can't just know the word. You have to be a doer of the word. It has to be mixed with faith. And so you have to have those things in line and understand them. Just like if you were playing sports, there's certain things in sports you have to do to be on a winning team. You train and you learn the basics. And when you get the basics down, and they do them every time, they do them every day, they become part of their lives, when you get all the basics down, you can flow a lot easier. You can win. You can live the abundant life. So, you know, I've been doing this for a long time, over 30 years, and I've had a lot of success. And I certainly have some things that I'm still working on. We will work on it until Jesus comes. But there are ways to have some success, and you can get in that success stream if you'll just be a doer of some of the things that I want to talk to you about. And they're very basic. And so I want to go at it like this, if we could. Let's just pretend that I'm your mentor on how to have the abundant life. Let's just pretend that I'm your mentor. Did you know mentors are the shortcut in life? If you can find someone who is doing what you want to do and they've done it well and they're winning, then you could actually copy that. And you're going to have your own style, of course, and stuff. But there's a lot of things you can pick up and you can miss a lot of potholes. And so I just want to talk about the do's. We don't need to talk about the don'ts tonight.